Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 2, The Kernel of the Book of Jeremiah, Tuesday, Related Verses, John 4, verses 10 and 14. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Verse 14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life." Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Jehovah is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 5, 9, and 22 to 23. Verse 4, "Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Verse 9, "Making known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself." Verses 22 and 23, "And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all." Suggested reading: the triune God flows in the divine Trinity in three stages. In John 4:14, when the fountain springs up, that is the fountain emerging. Then a river flows. The Father is the fountain, the Son is the spring, and the Spirit is the river. This flowing triune God is into eternal life. The Greek preposition translated as into is rich in meaning. Here it speaks of the destination. The eternal life is the destination of the flowing triune God. A fountain is in us springing up as a river into a destination. This destination is the eternal life. The New Jerusalem is the totality of the divine eternal life. The eternal life eventually will be the New Jerusalem. Thus, into eternal life means into the New Jerusalem. We must have something flowing into that divine New Jerusalem in order for us to arrive there. The entire Bible is needed to interpret John 4:14. The Father is the fountain as the source. The Son is the spring. The Spirit is the flowing river, and this flowing issues in the eternal life, which is the New Jerusalem. The triune God is flowing through the Father, the Son, and the Spirit into us. When we drink of this water, it becomes a fountain in us. We all should say, "The fountain is in me." This fountain emerges as a spring, and the spring flows out as a river for the New Jerusalem. This is the key to open up the entire Gospel of John. This is the divine speaking, divine spreading, divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. The Father as the fountain, the Son as the spring, and the Spirit as the river flow into us. When he flows into us, he flows with us. He will flow us into the New Jerusalem to be the New Jerusalem. The preposition into also means to become. into the New Jerusalem means to become the New Jerusalem. We have to be the New Jerusalem. Then we can be in the New Jerusalem. This is the intrinsic significance of the Gospel of John and Revelation. Thus, the New Jerusalem is the issue of God's flowing in three stages, in the Father stage, in the Son stage, and in the Spirit stage. All three stages are in us. We have the fountain, the spring, and the river within us at the same time. The fountain emerges, the spring gushes, and the gushing is the flowing as a river into the New Jerusalem. God's intention in his economy is to be the fountain, the source, of living waters to satisfy his chosen people for their enjoyment. The goal of this enjoyment is to produce the church as God's increase, God's enlargement, to be God's fullness for his expression. This is the heart's desire, the good pleasure of God in his economy. The full development of this thought is in the New Testament, but it is sown as a seed in Jeremiah 2:13. God's economy is to dispense himself as the living water to produce his increase, his enlargement, to be his expression. This thought is developed in the writings of John. In John 4, the Lord Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman concerning living water. In John 7:38, he said, "He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Revelation 22:1-2 show us that in the New Jerusalem, the river of life flows, and that in this river grows the tree of life as the life supply to support and sustain the entire city.